What am I doing here?
I glance up at the sign that reads Doggy Style, and I know this is a mistake right off the bat. I knew she seemed quirky, but this already sounds like a bad episode of Cops.
Police officer stumbles unknowingly into a prostitute parlor.
Walk away.
I take another step.
This is a mistake.
I knock on the door and am greeted with the baying of dogs and nothing else. No sound of a normally functioning business, no phones ringing, no customers talking. Good, she's not here. Time to go. And just as I begin to walk away, I hear the pad of footsteps on the raised floorboards, followed by the sound of a woman's voice shushing the dogs. Officer Sexy, Desi says, giving me a wide smile when she opens the door. Ms. Whitman, I nod.
To what do I owe this pleasure? Let me guess. You came here to tell me that beards and tattoos are out and clean-cut and uniforms are in, and that we're running away and eloping. Screw our parents and friends, because all we need is each other and the clothes on our backs, because love is the currency of life. Is that right?
I stare dumbfounded, trying to process all she just said before laughing and shaking my head. I was going to say hello, but I think your story is much more entertaining.
Grant Malone, what can I do for you? Would you like to come in? I promise all of my clients are locked up tight.
Should I be worried about that statement?
Didn't you know I'm a dominatrix? Want to come check out my dungeon?
I just stare at her until she cracks a smile and laughs.
Dogs? They're all dogs. I'm a groomer and a pet sitter.
Ah, and now the company name makes sense.